Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hello, welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. So I'm disrupting our usual schedule, and I am going to bring you 7 days of podcasts in a row. So I didn't tell you that when I released episode number one of season two yesterday, but here we are. And here's why. They're going to be kind of like short and sweet episodes, I hope, but I have created this new ebook or document. It's not that long. It's not like it would take you hours to read. It's more like in between an ebook and a checklist and just something that you're going to want to be friendly with. And it's called 101 Doable Changes. And here's the thing. Really getting healthy as a person, as a family, can be a really, really big lifestyle change. And I know that because I experienced it. But this is what I experienced as well, that no matter how big and insurmountable it feels, focusing on one doable change at a time really helps me to take small steps toward my big changes. So my healthy lifestyle now is really made up of all these little things that when I've repeated them over time regularly have added together to really impact my life and make me be able to call my lifestyle healthy. So what I typically do is on Sunday, I just kind of think about what my focus is for the week. And I usually do this on Sunday night because that's kind of when I'm like planning around my work and what the kids are doing. You know, if you have a different day, do it on a different day. And I just choose one thing that I'm going to play with. And that word is kind of important, play, right? Because we want to have fun. We don't want this to be miserable. And when I feel like I'm playing with something, or sometimes I use the word experimenting with it, it's not like I can do it wrong. It's just like I'm trying to figure out how to fit it into my life. And this enables me to like not be a robot and not do something that's not going to work in my life. Because if it's not going to work in how I have life set up, it's not going to happen with all the other things going on. And for the most part, if it's something that I want to stick, I want it to happen, right? So I play with it and I figure out how it's going to work best for me, where it's going to fit in. Maybe somebody told me to do something in the morning and it works better for me to do it before bed, or, you know, somebody said to have this drink in the morning, but it works better for me to have it at lunch. So you've really got to play and see what works for you. All right, because that's the key. So my plan for these 7 days is that 101 is a lot, but I don't want that to be overwhelming to you. And I want to just talk a little bit more than the one-liner that you're going to get in this when you go download 101 Doable Changes about a couple of them. So I've broken them down into my head into categories. So I'm going to start off with kind of a general category with 7 things that, you know, even as a healthy person can get out of whack. But these are the 7 really impactful things that when I get out of whack, if I can zero in on a couple of these, then I can get back on my path. And that's what I'm going to start with today. And then on one of the days, I'm going to focus on sort of appliances and tools, like actual stuff that might be in your kitchen or in your home. On another day, I'm going to focus on the doable changes that deal with mindset. On another day, I'm going to deal with the ones that deal with scheduling. On another day, I'm going to deal with the ones that deal with family and then meal planning. And then on the 7th day, I'm going to do the sort of a few of the 2.0, like more ninja ones, if that interests anyone. And each day I'm going to do 7. So that means 7 days, 7 doable changes every day. So by the end, if my math is correct, and I am homeschooling my kids, so getting better at my times tables, 7 times 7 is 49, right? God, I hope that's right. So by the end of these 7 days, you'll have 41 of these doable changes. You'll be able to listen to them and hear some of the suggestions behind how I would have fun with them, experiment with them, tackle them in a week. Sound good? Super excited. So anyway, if you're curious about this PDF, this document, this ebook, and you want to go get it, You can go to plansimplemeals.com/101changes and you'll be able to download it there. So I hope it serves you guys. So let's dive in first to what I'm calling the general ones, which is kind of funny because they're general in the sense that some of these things are things that you're going to know, but maybe don't always do, but they're kind of the most important. So general doesn't feel like the right word. Maybe by the end of this week, I will have thought by a bit about a better word, or if you think of one, come share it on social media or something. And definitely if you're experimenting with any of these, use the hashtag 101changes and share it so we can see it and cheer you on as you're experimenting. So let's dive into the seven. So number one is water. Water is so important, you guys, you ladies, you guys, whoever's listening. Being hydrated can change everything, and it's obvious, and you're going to say, I know that, but if you really look at your day, have you drank the amount of water that you're supposed to drink? And a lot of times we say 8 glasses. I heard a really good sort of equation the other day, which is you should drink in ounces half of your weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you would drink 50 ounces. And that is if pretty much you're like only having, you know, a really good diet. You're not drinking anything else, I guess. That's the best way to put it. As long as you're not drinking anything else, that's what you're drinking. The second you have a coffee, a caffeinated tea, a soda, which I really hope you're not having, a glass of wine, you need to have an extra glass of water, okay? Because all those things are dehydrating. So if you have any of those things, you need to add an extra glass of water. So that's part of the week that you experiment with water. Another strategy I love is that I find that many days I, you know, wake up, I try to always have a really big glass in the morning. I sometimes put it by my bed the night before, so it's right there when I wake up. And then I have that glass and I sort of, you know, I feel like, cool, that's one. I can check it off. And sometimes it's a really a big glass, so, you know, like a ball jar. So I could even almost count it as two. And then, you know, I might go out the door with the kids and not come back till 3. So I'm pretty good about packing water for them, but the typical martyr mom thing, sometimes I forget to pack my own and I find I come back like hours later. So as I'm thinking through my day, if I'm experimenting with water and just on a normal day, what I try to do is, you know, either pour a big pitcher if I know I'm going to be home a bunch of the day, so I remember to like pour out of it and then I can know at the end of the day that I've drank it all because I'm working backwards. Or I'll do the same, I'll fill a bunch of to-go bottles and I'll make sure those are in my bag so I'm also just keep drinking and when I finish I know I've had what I'm supposed to have. All right, so that's my tip for drinking your water. And that's a fun one to play with because if you change nothing else and you do that really well, it's amazing how good you can feel. All right, number two, this is one of my favorites, this has made a big impact in my life, is start the day with greens. So this could look a lot of different ways, but in my life, what it looks like is a green smoothie. I love, 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 love my green smoothie. I start probably 95% of my days with a green smoothie and yet just love it. And sometimes I get in a little bit of a green smoothie rut. I have a lot of times what I call the tropical green smoothie, which you can see on the Plan Simple Meals website, which is spinach and pineapple and mango and avocado and cucumber and water. And I'll usually add a little bit of an herb, either some cilantro or some mint. And I have that a lot. I find because it doesn't have the pineapple acts like the citrus, so it doesn't have a lot of citrus in it, that it lasts. So I can make, you know, a really big Vitamix full of it and fill 3 mason jars. And it kind of lasts me 2 days. So I kind of like that flexibility in it. So that's one I go into a lot. But there's so many good things. This morning I had mine with berries, which I don't always like because it turns the color different. I've subbed in peaches, which taste yummy. The other day, it's winter, so it's citrus season a little bit. There seems to be citrus everywhere. So I had one that was just charred with all sorts of oranges in it. That was so good. So you just have to play. We do have some recipes and even a formula on the Plan Simple Meals website, so you can go check that out. But that's a good one. That's a really good one to experiment with for a week. And if you model that, your kids will drink it too. So don't worry about putting it in front of them on day one as you're getting used to it. But as you're getting used to it and getting really good at making it, and really enjoying it and really feeling great, at some point somebody will want to taste it. And it's definitely been a process in our house, but people definitely associate green smoothies with wellness in this household. So that's a cool little thing that you a strategy you're giving your kids that can last for a little bit longer. And one more thing is that if you are playing with just adding different things to a green smoothie, a lot of times people tell me it tastes too like sludgy. So if that is your comment, I would recommend adding like a squeeze of lemon or some sort of citrusy thing just to sort of offset the sweetness, because greens and other fruits are pretty sweet, sweeter than we give them credit for. If you're feeling like it just tastes yucky and too bitter and not sweet enough, add a banana or just more of whatever fruit you are adding. And if you're just feeling like it's just bleh, or too thick, like it's looks more like pudding, just add more liquid. And sometimes we just don't blend it enough. And frozen fruit is really helpful. And if you don't have frozen fruit, then ice, you could add ice. That all that makes it feel a little bit fresher. And I think everything tastes better with a straw, including actually the water from number one. So far we have water. Start your day with greens. And number three is getting 15 minutes of exercise in a day. So what would that look like? Like, what would that feel like? 15 minutes, you guys. That's not very much time. But so often, what happens is we're like, oh, I really want to go on that 3 mile run, or I really want to go to that yoga class or that Pilates class. And it's an hour, and so I just need to get my husband home, or I need to wake up extra early, or I need a sitter, or whatever it happens to be, or I'll sneak off during work. But then that doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen because really, actually, an hour class is more like almost 2 hours, which my husband is always pointing out to me. And I have gotten in a habit, especially actually as we're talking, I'm doing a 21-day cleanse. And so I've been waking up every morning at 6 and going to yoga, which I have to say is kind of life-changing. But on a daily basis, before this moment, I've really been zeroing in on some of the great online tools. Christy Manuel and her husband, Di, who's been on the podcast before, and Christy's is coming up, have a amazing business that, and they every 30 days start a new cycle where they're giving out a 15-minute exercise routine that's based on the CrossFit model. So that's really good. I actually hurt my ankle doing it because I don't know, I thought I'm more of a yogi walker, but I loved doing I'm really good at day 1 through 10, and then it gets kind of complicated for me. So I just keep repeating day 1 through 10. And we've had other guests on here who are who are fitness experts. We've had a Mama Strong, Moma Strong, always Momma Strong, however you pronounce that. And she has an amazing business that also has short exercise routines that are more sort of ballet, Pilates, posture based. We've also had BRB Yoga on the podcast, and she has yoga 15 minutes. So we had a lot of resources on the podcast for 15-minute exercise things. You could also go on a 15-minute walk. You could hula hoop for 15 minutes. You could do jumping jacks. There's so many things that you can do for 15 minutes. So one of my things is just write a list. Like, make a list of 10 things that you could do that would only take you 15 minutes, and voila, you have your 15 minutes like checklist right there. And when you're at a loss, just do one thing from that list and you'll feel so energized. And I will put a list in the description of this episode of those three podcasts that I just referenced and their websites, so you can also quickly access those routines. All right, so water, start the day with greens, 15 minutes of exercise a day. These are all three separate doable changes that you could pick on a Sunday and work on for a week. Number four is add veggies to everything. So we're supposed to have 8 to 10 servings of veggies a day. Many of us don't get this, and sometimes it's diluted a little bit by the fact that we're cooking for a family. So even if we have the best intentions and we're trying to get it for ourselves, when you really multiply that times, in my case, five, so it's 50 servings, it becomes a little bit harder to get. And tools like the green smoothie and actually the next doable change I'm going to share with you can all help. But another thing to help to just like change your mindset around it is just figure out how to add veggies to everything. So for example, though I eat plant-based, I give my kids a little bit of animal protein a couple times a week. And so this morning I made tuna fish. And, you know, instead of just mixing it with mayo and lemon and salt or whatever you normally do, I put in almost a whole bunch of radishes chopped up really fine, and I chop up pickles and put them in there really fine. And instead of using mayonnaise, I use an avocado, and I still use the salt and the lemon, and I chop up a carrot really fine. So it really is almost more veggies than tuna, but it's just, you know, and I stepped up to that. I will fully admit that. So it started off with like really fine, really chopped up pickles, I think. And then I added the radishes, and then they started loving that. And then eventually carrots could add in, and then eventually I could get in the avocado. So it's definitely a process. Like meatballs, turkey meatballs, chop spinach in there, beans. If you put cauliflower and beans, like in lentils, it basically disintegrates and just becomes broth, and it's totally flavorful. So it's adding flavor. It's not necessarily adding big chunks of cauliflower that your kids are going to pull out, but it's in there. So whatever you can think of to add veggies to everything. So number five kind of builds on that, and this is for mamas and dads too, for sure. But as you're thinking about your lunch, whether you're out and about or you've packed your lunch or you're at home, enjoy a big salad for lunch. Just feel really great about what you're having for lunch. A lot of times when I talk to parents, we're so busy and we're trying to balance work and kids and household stuff, and very often we forget lunch. And I think this can really get us into a pickle, because what we end up doing is coming home and eating dinner with the kids and hopefully relaxing into that. But then we get hungry later because our body really might want those three meals. So really sitting down at lunch and nourishing yourself with just like at least your three or four servings of veggies, like that will take you a long way. So a salad for lunch. If you're at a loss around salads, come check out some salad dressing recipes at Plan Simple Meals. I find if you can make a really good salad dressing or Google it, and you make it on Sunday night and you have one or two of them for the week, then it's super easy to pull together a salad if you have lettuce and mixed greens and some chopped carrots and radishes and maybe some red bell peppers. Maybe you could roast some root veggies if you still have those in season and put all those on top of lettuce. And it's just really easy to put together a variety of different tasting salads if you have all those things really easily at your fingertips. And if you feel like every time I go out, my salads are so much better than what I make, it's definitely an art. I'm grateful to my husband, who's like the most amazing salad maker. So I feel like I learned from him. But a trick that I learned once was, you know, I feel like since I learned it, there's more and more opportunity. But a lot of times at those restaurants where you can see them making salads, if you really like some of those, there's some really cool, hip restaurants that are opening up now like that, where you can kind of see, just pay attention to what they're doing, how they're cutting the veggies, what their proportions are, ask them what's in their dressings, they'll totally tell you, and sort of play detective around the salads that you like. Or if you have a good friend who you love their salads, then, you know, invite her over for lunch and make it together and learn from her, because some of these things aren't, you know, they're not skills we're born with, they're skills we have to develop, which is cool and it's fun. And salads can be really, really yummy. So that is tip five. Is that right? Salad for lunch. So far we have water. Start with greens, 15 minutes of exercise, add veggies to everything, salad for lunch. And the sixth thing is learn how to make healthy sweet treats. So when I serve this up in a challenge, which I run, I often give the recipe for raw brownies, which is literally just pecans and walnuts or one or the other, some mixture, dates, and raw cacao. That makes brownies. No processed sugar, no flour. It's just that. And if you freeze them, they taste amazing. There's so many decadent, like chocolatey, peanut buttery, fruity, not all that together, but separated smoothies that you can make that don't have dairy and don't have sugar in them. There's so many great gluten-free vegan cookies out there that have, maybe use maple syrup or raisins or dates instead of processed sugar. So it's pretty easy these days to make your own sweet treats. And this is often a place where we fail. So maybe it's that we go into Starbucks and it's like, I'm going to get a tea today, but then you see that cake and stuff like that is not made to be good for us. It has way too much sugar in it. Even if you're getting it from Whole Foods, you can make stuff much healthier and better at home. So try to find sweet treats, recipes that you're comfortable with, or look for local vendors that are starting to make, healthy versions, unprocessed versions of sweet treats, and start there to sort of see what you like. Another great one is avocado chocolate pudding. And a lot of these recipes are actually over on Plan Simple Meals. But getting good at that, making a couple on Sunday so you can put them in the kids' lunches and take one with for yourself for work or for after school snack. I feel like one of the myths of getting healthy and cleansing and all this kind of stuff is that you have to feel deprived. And you don't have to feel deprived. You just have to make food from whole, real foods, and feel really good. And it does maybe take a couple weeks just to get out of the addiction to sugar and gluten or whatever it is that you're working with. But on the other side, these things are delicious. I mean, really, they're delicious that day. But if you really have a sweet tooth, it's just amazing what you can make without all the junk. All right. So, the last doable change that I'm going to share today, and these are the seven doable changes that I consider like those things that we just all need to over time integrate into our lives. And then they're probably the things that we have to come back to from time to time. So, we've gone on vacation, or we've had a big week at work, or a child's been sick and we've been, up all night taking care of them, or we have a newborn. Like, so there are these phases in our lives that happen as parents. And so these are those things that we always need to remember and come back to. So the seventh one of that is sleep. And this is one of those things that really does come in and out of parenting and is so important. So if you are a person right now who has a child, a toddler who's waking up with nightmares, or a newborn baby who doesn't sleep yet through the night, don't stress, like, don't worry. But if for that week that you decide to play with sleep, our goal ultimately is to get those 8 to 10 hours of sleep because we really do need it. And people tell me sometimes that they don't need it, but I really do believe that all human beings need 8 hours of sleep. Maybe seven if you're like a super energized person, but really our body is not happy when we're having 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Over time, that won't work. So if you can do that, like if you're in a place where your kids aren't waking up, it's a normal time, some of the things that might be preventing that are, Netflix at night, checking social media, not getting in bed on time, eating too late. And so then you're like a little bit too, it doesn't feel good to go to sleep, so it's harder to go to sleep. Too much light in your room, too much electronics in your room, too much mess in your room. So you really have to play around with what it is that's preventing you from sleep. And so this week that you're playing with sleep, you would play with some of those things. And maybe you just clean off your bedside table one day, and maybe another day you just make sure you didn't bring your phone up to your room at night, or you and your husband would decide not to bring up your laptops. So, or maybe you'd take a bath one night. So there's all sorts of things that you can do to make sleep better. And if you are one of those people who's in a position where it's like not in your control, then don't fret about it, but you still could play with it as a weekly experiment, because what you'll find is that there's pockets. So maybe you can't get those 8 hours of sleep, but then when your child naps, maybe instead of working really hard, even if you think you need to meet a deadline, you take a half hour nap and then have more, clearer mind to work a half an hour and finish the writing thing you needed to do. Or Maybe it leads you to have a conversation with your spouse about switching off a little bit more. Or, maybe you go to bed earlier with your child so that when they wake up, you've had the same amount of rest. So there's always a way, you guys, always. It's just a matter of knowing that this is all in our con most of this is in our control, and it's just a matter of making it a priority. So I just gave you seven things. Remember that the goal is to choose one thing to focus on a week. So this isn't, I don't want you guys to listen to these 7 days of seven things each day and go off and think you need to do 49 things all at once, because that's not going to work. But what happens is as you start to focus on one thing a week, you're building because you already have that other thing in your back pocket. You're already like a little bit aware of it. And as you get healthier and healthier, you want more and more healthier things. So, and then it is kind of a little bit of a, I'm sitting here drawing with my hands. It is a little bit of a, an up and down, a rolling hill situation where, you will have those moments that pull you off track, but you'll be able to come back to it pretty easily. So that, my friends, is what I have to say on these first seven doable changes. They're not the first seven in the document. They're kind of mixed in, but these are seven from that document. Again, you can go download it at plansimplemeals.com/101changes. That's what it is. And I will see you tomorrow when we will dive into the next set of seven doable changes. So grateful to be back on this podcast, you guys. So happy to be here. And I'm been interviewing people that those interviews are going to start going live on Wednesday. And oh my God, I'm so excited for you to hear from some of these mamas. So have a fabulous day. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.